This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and patience. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We, in today's episode, are going to be talking about patience and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So, of course, one of the beautiful attributes that we see in Imam Hussein alayhi salam is patience. Now, of course, as the day of Ashura and this tragic event that occurred in the land of Karbala on the year 61 Hijri, on the 10th of Muharram, as this day progressed, we find in the narrations that not only was the patience of Imam Hussein alayhi salam tested via this gruesome martyrdom of his companions and his beloved ones, but that His Eminence, the Master of Martyrs, succeeded beautifully in all of these tests which required patience. Now, very quickly, it's important to know what patience is. Patience does not mean that His Eminence Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood there and watched and just let things happen, or that he wasn't moved, or he wasn't saddened, or he wasn't grieved by what was happening. Or, on the other hand, that he didn't try to prevent what was happening. He just allowed it passively to occur. This is not the correct definition. This is the wrong definition of patience, and it is not the definition of patience that we find in the Holy Quran. What we find in the Holy Quran is patience in the name and in the meaning of perseverance and in the meaning of steadfastness and determination.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and patience. We said that the correct definition of patience is to persevere, to remain steadfast. It means that you put forth an effort, you throw out those punches, right? You keep on walking the path, but you remain patient, meaning you don't despair. You don't become anxious or frustrated or angry. This being able to control your aspects of anger and anxiety and frustration and stress, this is what is meant by patience. And this is what we see in the land of Karbala. And this is what we see with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we too, dear friends, likewise, must try to inculcate this patience in our life. It is very difficult to live an Islamic lifestyle, especially in countries where you are surrounded by an un-Islamic lifestyle and you're surrounded by an un-Islamic environment. That just makes it much more difficult. But the reward of living an Islamic lifestyle in an environment which, you know, is not in tune with Islam and the Islamic ways, the reward is much greater. But keep in mind one last thing before we close the program, and that is that if your Islamic lifestyle is in danger, then you cannot live in such an un-Islamic environment. The protection of Islam and the protection of your Islamic lifestyle is the priority.
Again he looked at the horizon. The swords were waiting for him.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
But anyone stay here won't be left tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. Side.